104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Nauru, you've been glued to I'm a Celebrity. Oh, get me out of here. The latest exit or evictee, if you like. Zipporah, Malka. Zipporah, good morning.
No, you can't. No, you can't say evictee. That's Big Brother language. You have to say voted off.
Voted off.
Okay.
Sorry, I was trying to economise with my words, but failed miserably. Sorry.
No. Well, it didn't fail you miserably, and I'm just a mouthy Jewish woman, and I'll just tell you, when you're wrong.
Fair enough.
Don't worry about
Fair
that.
Fair enough.
I reckon you're pretty happy to be out, Zipporah. I reckon you've had a gutsful of the jungle, and you just want to get out and go back to where you were beforehand and just do what you want to do.
What makes you say that, my love? What makes you say that?
Oh, you can just tell by your mood a little bit lately. We're getting a little bit short, and you're delirious. Deliberately trying to agitate people, and I think you were having a lot of fun doing it, but I think you've just about had enough of eating bugs and crawling around with snakes and all that sort of stuff.
No, the bugs and the snakes are fine, but the people, oh my God, banal is a word that comes to mind. Oh. Not all of them, and I can put up with a bit of that because I was a model for, 21 years, so I can go, I've got tolerance for this. But, sometimes it gets like, does everybody have to braid their hair and look like Heidi from Hitler Youth? I'm not sure about that. Like, if it was the Casey, I think I would have woken up in the middle of the night and gone, oh, my God, where the hell am I? I've got to run.
Hey, let's just cut straight to the point. Who'd you hate the most?
Who did I like or hate? I didn't really hate anybody, but I was egregious. I found that Chris and Ash were egregious towards me.
Ash, what does egregious mean?
I'm just looking that up. Aggrieved.
I was aggrieved.
Yeah, I was aggrieved. I felt that Ash doesn't do it on purpose. It's just her personality. She's very bossy, but, I've been around for a long time. I feel like I've paid my dues, not only in celebrity world, but in the real world. And for a 30-year-old to, be nasty towards me and sort of boss me around, and what she's done, a couple of reality shows, I'm like, don't you push me around because I didn't cut a carrot properly, cow.
Yeah.
So Ash was, great in so many ways, but I didn't appreciate being told in a short, aggressive way. And Chris, he was very, very nice at first. However, he has sort of some weird ADHD issues where he got bored very quickly and he was playful at first, but then became quite sarcastic and nasty. I won't take that. I won't take being bullied. I've been bullied for a long time. Maybe I'm a little too jumpy about it because it's sort of a new me. So in a way, I'm almost sort of like a little kid that's just learning how to stick up for itself or herself or myself.
Yeah.
But
who'd you like?
Any sense of hostility, I'll quickly jump on. Who do I like? Who I really liked was Kira. I thought Kira was
Kira.
Herself.
Gee whiz. That's a surprise.
Yeah, I know. No. She got a lot of slack when she first went in there. But you know what? I was probably, and I've got to say this, probably the nicest person to her when she first came in. And everyone was mean to her and about her behind her back. And I said, guys, this is not acceptable. We have to be nice to her. Because we're all born with animal instincts, but part of our journey on this earth is to rise above them and become human beings.
Right.
And to be nasty to someone just to protect ourselves for our own survival instincts is not okay.
When you first come out, do they take you to a beautiful hotel? What's the first thing you do? Is it to get a hamburger and a good feed? Is it to have a shower?
Oh, no, the first thing they do is they take you into this weird, echoey room where you meet all the execs and they assure you that, you're the most fabulous person on the show and they don't understand how the voting works, but we thought you were great.
Right.
I'm the 10th runner-up, but however, you were great. We thought you were great. It's like, okay, yeah, thanks, execs. I really believe you because I was born yesterday.
Yeah.
I came down in the last shower.
Yeah.
And then they serve you, sort of some meal that you asked for, 6 months ago.
Oh, nice.
And it was lovely. The chef tried his best, and I had a lovely, spaghetti with chicken and some raspberries with cream. It was lovely. Very different to what you get in camp. We burned everything in camp just to give it flavour. having a wonderful time. I've had a beautiful shower, had a glass of champagne.
Beautiful.
Now you're going to come to Adelaide.
Not to drink.
But then you're going to come to Adelaide.
Yeah, because you were very open. You're talking about
how do you know I'm coming to Adelaide?
Well, this is what we're asking you.
You said you had a little
shag for 6 years and you got this mystery man in Adelaide and all of that. Now, he might be listening right now.
Yeah, I think he's
listening to Triple M this morning.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, no.
I don't play hard to get after 6 years.
Kind of a discerning, he's kind of a discerning guy. He might not listen to you guys rabbiting on.
Of course he's rabbiting
he
on.
He
Hang
knows
on.
You're coming on
this
and
is
he's
hard
keen.
Radio, have you, no?
He'd be glued to it for sure. You got anything
I don't
to say
know
to him?
About that, but, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, the chapstick. Anyway, I've got to wrap it up, guys.
Zabora, well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Lovely to be here.
Good on you. Thanks to Zabora Malka. There you go. I'm celebrity. Get me out of here.